The Special Tribunal for Lebanon is the first international tribunal to prosecute a crime of terrorism and faces a highly difficult task in a country with rising sectarian tensions. Its primary mandate is to hold trials for the people accused of carrying out the attack in 2005 which killed the former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and 22 other people. The tribunal has named the four suspects accused of the crime, but so far the Lebanese government has not arrested them. So given this, what chance will there be to see justice done? To find out more, myself, Susie Hodges, spoke to Christopher Black, legal officer at the pretrial chamber of the Special Tribunal.
The accused in the case concerning the murder of Mr. Hariri are expected to go on trial at such time as the pretrial judge sets the next tentative date for the start. He's required to do that by the rules. Last year, he did set a tentative start date for trial as the 25th of March 2013, but on request from the defense and with agreement from the prosecution, he vacated that tentative start date for trial. His next decision on setting a new date, taking into account subsequent developments and how things have evolved, is pending and will be issued hopefully soon. At this stage, I'm not at liberty to say when trial might start because I don't know. I don't think the pretrial judge has made that determination, but he has indicated that he considers that the end of the final quarter of this year would be workable and appropriate, all things considered. But as I say, it remains to be determined finally by him.
Yes. Is it feared that the Lebanese government will never be able to arrest the suspects?
No, I don't think it's clear that the Lebanese government will never be able to arrest the suspects at all. On that point, the Lebanese government remains under a legal obligation to exercise its best efforts to do so, and indeed it continues to carry out that obligation and reports on its efforts to the president of the tribunal on a regular basis. The situation being what it is, not only in Lebanon but also in the wider region, and of course the nature of the case, makes arresting the accused rather more complicated than it would be in domestic jurisdiction. But no, I would not say that that we expect the Lebanese government never to arrest the accused.
The tribunal has been seen as very divisive in Lebanon, where there are already very sharp sectarian divisions, and of course it's mixed up with the war in neighbouring Syria. And there are widespread fears that if it ever does come to trial, that it could trigger sectarian tensions in Lebanon. Do the members of the tribunal share those fears?
I think it would be somewhat naive for the tribunal and its employees to operate in a vacuum from what might be described as an apt political reality in Lebanon in the wider region. But, you know, the tribunal is a judicial institution that tries individuals allegedly responsible for criminal conduct. It does that on the basis of evidence gathered and analyzed by the prosecution and assessed by expert international and Lebanese judges. So a conviction against individuals will not be entered without proof beyond reasonable doubt having been demonstrated. The way that the tribunal can, and I believe has to date, responded to the allegations is to do its job to the best of its ability and to the highest legal standards. If these four individuals are not guilty of the crime, that is the attack against Mr. Hariri and the others who died and were injured that day, they will not be convicted. If they are guilty of that crime, they will be convicted. The fact that there might be members of a political party or members of a political sectarian group, ethnic group, religious group, or have particular political sympathies is not strictly relevant to the determination of the innocence or guilt against pursuant to a criminal charge. So to sum up my response to your question, are we aware that the environment is a fractious, difficult one to operate in? Yes, of course we're aware of that. But we can't allow that to influence the task before us, which is to do the legal work of carrying out a criminal trial to establish the innocence or guilt of the four accused.
So given, as you say, this very difficult and fractious situation with these very divisive sectarian lines, how optimistic are you that justice will eventually prevail and that we will learn who killed the former Prime Minister Hariri and the people who also died that day?
I'm very optimistic. As an individual, I've been working in the international criminal justice realm for some years. I have seen how long other individuals have remained at large before being arrested, tried and convicted, or on occasion indeed acquitted of the charges before them. Let's not forget, of course, that the Special Tribunal did not appear out of thin air. It's an institution that was created pursuant to a request from and with the extensive collaboration with the then government of Lebanon, the state of Lebanon. We exist essentially ultimately to assist the Lebanese and to help them provide a judicial solution and response to what were and what has regrettably been a series of ongoing political assassinations. So we feel very strongly that the majority of the people in Lebanon have an interest and want to see an end, not just to political killings on their own, but also to the impunity that the perpetrators of these killings have enjoyed for so long. So we are not operating in a context where we feel that we are imposing something on Lebanon that Lebanon does not want. This all started with Lebanon requesting the assistance of, at the time, the United Nations to investigate the crime and to bring those responsible to justice. So seen in that light, I'm sure you'd agree that, yes, we are very enthusiastic about the propensity for a positive outcome to this trial, which I would emphasize could end up in an acquittal of the accused, but at least letting justice run its course, which sadly has been lacking in Lebanon's recent political history.
And there are not people there who fear, you know, because of the recent developments and the spillover of the conflict in Syria into Lebanon, that this is going to make your task even more difficult?
I'm not really qualified to comment on recent and ongoing events in Syria or make the assessment about whether the conflict has or is or will spill over the border into Lebanon. But I think naturally, just one reality is the security situation in Lebanon has deteriorated, and it makes the work of our colleagues there and the ongoing investigations of the prosecution that much more difficult. But it's impossible to hypothesize about what the outcome and end result will be of the very sad situation in neighboring Syria. And all we can do is get on with our work to the best of our ability and make sure that the highest standards of justice are maintained, and done so as soon as possible to satisfy the needs of the Lebanese people.